Left off on page 16 of this. Umahi sichat shmei tcheles im lo hachazat hanunma. So personifying the Shemaim is those Shemaim is sapping for a kel, the Pasuk the Rav quoted in the end of the previous paragraph. So what is it that, what's the topic of that conversation? They declare norm. He's about to explain what that means. Umahi hagadas harakia, umasa yadu magad harakia, imlo hatzarat hachova v'hamitzvah. Kol ha-havaya misaparis kvot kel, chovat histaglut chayei ha-adam l'tzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-yikaron shel v'halachta v'drachav noveya mizikat isha halacha hanum etivit la'olam. Ein on yodim dake Hashem ela al yedei his dake kutenu lahavaya sheba mitgalim b'chol yafam v'hadram to'arei ha-pu'lot. Kvahor Rabbeinu Moshe b'sifra Mor Nebuchim ki hakarat to'arei ha-pu'lot hi mokro ha-chayim ha-musariyim. When Moshe Rabbeinu asks that Hodi Eni Naz Drachacha in last week's parasha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Ani Aga Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. So what was the ask? What was the answer? So the Rambam explains that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, again, the Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or call them Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, so that we can extrapolate from that the midos that we're supposed to cultivate. Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a being has different attributes, so that means there's multiplicity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. When it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachum, mechan, and erach ha-tayim, ve'ov chesed v'emes, it means that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, we discern what in a person we would attribute to rachmanis. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, we discern what in a person we would attribute to Chanina. So Ani Avik, so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants to understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him in the affirmative, that he will let him understand that to the maximum. Ani Avik, Kol Tuvi Al Panecha, the Rambam says, Kol Tuvi means you'll understand the whole world. Tuvi means the world. So kol tuvi means my goodness. Kol tuvi means my bria. You'll understand all the principles of the bria. So, for instance, the Rambam explains that when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, so we see that in the bria. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that infants, again, not only in amongst people, in the animal world also, who can't fend for themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed a system that they're provided for. Babies, whether they're animals or humans, right? There's a natural instinct, a natural sucking instinct that they know how to nurse. There's no, newborn babies are not given a tutorial and, this is how you nurse. They know how to do it instinctively. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that this helpless offspring that will be provided for, and there is a maternal instinct in the mother to take care of that. So if we were to see, I don't know, if you found someone who established an orphanage to take care of children, if not to take care of them, so you would say he was a tremendous rachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world that way. So that's what we see. Midas HaRachmanus. So the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav, to a certain degree, so the Torah and the Nevi'im reveal to us what Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are through the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam explains in Parak Aleph of Hosea's. But to a certain degree, it's something that we infer, that we derive from studying the natural world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And that's what the Rav means. Umahi sichat shmei tcheles im lo hachvasat hanumah. What is Shemayim Misafim Kokel? So what does the Shemayim pronounce? It pronounces the norm of Halachta B'drachav. That's why very famously the Rav, one theme that in drushes he came back to again and again is that a person has a chiyuv to be creative. It's part of Halachta B'drachav. Like the Torah depicts HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam. The Torah depicts HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being creative. A person has a person is supposed to be creative. So that's what it means. Umahi, excuse me. Umahi sichat shmei tcheles im lo hachvasat hanumah. Umahi hagodes harakiya. So how does the firmament? How does the firmament declare in lo hatzarat hachovah v'hamitzvah? No, through this, because v'halachta b'drachav, the Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu from two sources. We know Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the mitzvahs that he commanded us in the Torah, and we know Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the principles around which he structured the world, around which he structured existence. That's where we glimpse Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that the natural world is a source of hachvazat hanoma. It's a source of hatzarat hachovah v'hamitzvah. And what the Rav is saying is that this fact is given within the world outlook of Isha Halacha, it's entirely congruous, right? That the Isha Halacha is not looking to, Avodas Hashem doesn't mean to try to escape this world, it doesn't mean to make the futile attempt to try to transcend this world. No, Avodas Hashem is in this world. So for the Isha Halacha, that's what the Rebbe is saying, it's entirely congruous that the natural world itself is a source of of norm, a source of obligation and mitzvah. Ein ani yodim, that's what the Rambam says. Ein ani yodim darkei Hashem, ela al yedei hizdakekuteinu lahavaya. You know, and in this context, it's important to understand. You know, the Rambam says unequivocally. In Parag Aleph of Hechos Talmud Torah, earlier in Hechos Yisodei Torah, the Rambam says in Parag Dalet Yisodei Torah, Lecha Yud Gimel, that in Yonei Avar Prakim Elu, these four prakim in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says he has given a little bit of an introduction to the disciplines of Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava, in Yonei Abba Prakim Elu Shebachamish Mitzvos HaElu, Anochi Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, Avas Hashem Yiras Hashem, in Yanei Abba Pachim Eilu Shabachamish Mitzvos Eilu Hemshach Chachamim Shon Koran Osan Pardes. It's what Chazal figuratively referred to as Pardes, as an orchard. Then in Parak Aleph Vechos Talmud Torah, when the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he says in Aleph Yud Bey, so in Yanosh HaNikra in Pardes B'chal HaTalmud, which is B'chal Talmud Torah, right? Shlish B'Torah Shabachsav, Shlish B'Torah Shabalpeh, Shlish B'Talmud. So on the one hand, the Rambam unequivocally says that Maaseh Bereishis is Bechal Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's explicit in the Rambam when you juxtapose these two. But Me'inach Gisa, to translate that as to saying that the Rambam thinks that science is part of Talmud Torah is very misleading, because the way the Rambam defined science is not what our association is with that term. Our association with science is, at best, sort of morally and religiously neutral. But, I don't know, depending who your biology teacher is, maybe not so morally and religiously neutral. And for the Rambam, that the classification of disciplines of different disciplines of knowledge that we have today, the Rambam didn't operate with that. So Maaseh Bereishis for the Rambam is a source of, it's not just telling you, you know, what's happening in the chemical reaction, how the different elements are, this one's breaking down, and different the chemical bonds that are being formed. For the Rambam, Maaseh Bereishis includes moral and religious knowledge. Part of Maaseh Bereishis is understanding, seeing how there's a Midas HaRachmonos, which is a pillar of the Bria. So it is true, unequivocally, that Maaseh Bereishis for the Rambam is part of Talmud Torah, but Maaseh Bereishis doesn't translate into the term science as we define it today. And that's what the Rav is talking about here also, that the natural world is a source, because the natural world is where Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in addition to Torah, obviously, are to be glimpsed, are to be seen, understood, and distilled from. So, Mahi Sichat Shmei Tcheles, Imlo HaChazat HaNorma, Umahi HaGodes HaRakia, Imlo HaTzarat HaChova VeHaMitzvah. Just just to read a couple of lines of what we were talking about before. Kasher masigim et hanhagato hamudanet biyitzirat ha'ubarim shel ba'alei ha'chaim. When you see the wise, gentle governance in the world, in the creation of, again, of newborns, ubenetinat kolchot bahem, and on the one hand, what they're instinctively endowed with, ubemisha megadel otam achar leidatam, hamonim otam, which protect them, milichlot ulehishachet, shomim otam mipigia, that it insulates them, umoilim lahem bif iluyotehem hahechrechiot, ma'aseh kedugmat zeh lo yavo mitzidenu eli mitochi pa'alut v'roch, v'zoti mashmos harachamim. So in that sense, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum. Kemosha Anu, I'm skipping a couple lines. Kasher Anu notnim davar l'misha ein lanu hachova l'titolo. If we give something which is a total benefaction, we're under no obligation to the other person. And just as a pure benefaction, we bestow something. Yikareza b'lashono chanina. Kemo she'omar, I'm skipping a little bit, ashechanan elukim, right? Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, eila hayoladim ashechanan elukim esavdecha. Ki chanani elukim b'chi yesh l'chol. I mean, I don't hold any IOU against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I have is pure, a pure midas chanina. So when we say, again, you look into the world, so again, life is a gift. Olam chesed yivana, it's an act of chesed. So, kedugmat ze yesh haveh, hu yisalem mevi lidei mitziyot umanhig, es mi she'en lechova klapav, laviyo lidei mitziyot ulanhaga, lachen hu nikra chanon. Which is why, when earlier, on page 59 that we looked at last week, when the Rav writes that humakirat, and the paragraph beginning is zikos v'shel isha halacha, humakirat halal, right, the isha halacha examines space, ayidei chukiyot datit a priorit, kedei legashem bo tanuma shel Shabbos. As a mitzvah shel sukkah, et a idea shel tahara, hu mechashev gedar shel itzdagninim mechashvim kidei legboa moadim v'shanim, oseku ba'olam ha-tzmachim, he's involved with botany, l'shem sidur mineihem b'yachas l'kalayim, l'shem kviyas shi'ur egidu v'nogei l'hichol zroim v'chein hola, the Rav doesn't intend that, la'afukei, he doesn't say that that's the only lens through which each halacha sees the natural world. Because, again, as he continues here on page 60, when he's talking about umahi sichat shmei treles, umloha chazat hanono, umahi agadat harakia, umloha tzarat hachova v'hamitzvah, so he means that the isha halacha also has that lens, but it doesn't mean to the exclusion of the scientific, you know, again, lens, you know, again, which helps see how newborns are born into a system that provides for them. That again, call it scientific, but I and L in terms of the use of the word scientific, that scientific lens, the Rav doesn't mean to, he's not dismissing that, he's not precluding that. It means the Isha Halacha also has this lens of studying botany for, you know, in light of Hilchos Kalayim. Hakara zo hi teleologit v'ikara. So telos means a goal. So when something is teleological, it means you have it with a certain end goal in mind. Hakara zo hi teleologit v'ikara. So efforti legalot et ikvot hanoma hagnuza b'toch hametziyut. Again, by understanding the world, it reveals the norms which the world bespeaks, because of the mitzvah of halach d'vidrochav. Ulam b'sha'a she'ish hadat mekabel et hanoma bal korcho ki'ilu kifo'o sheid. Because for the Ish Hadat, again, this world is an alien place. That the world should be a source of obligation is incongruous, right? That the natural world serves as a source of obligation is incongruous. Masha and Cain, Ish Halacha eino margish b'todaat ha'kfiya v'ha'hechreya ha'melavim et ha'norma. Ela nidmelo k'ilu matzat ha'norma b'nishmato b'nafsho k'ilu hu lo rak mitzvah shehutzla alav. El chog existential shall have a tongue. Ain isha halacha nilcham bi yitzro, ve ain hu mitnagesh in hasatan, harotzela havira al dato. Ain isha halacha, let's read several lines and then try to comment, but then it's Hashem. Ain isha halacha kufim lilichishot hayetze, the whisperings of the Yetzer, the Hatayva, ve'ein heim ne'evakim imahem. Isha halacha me'ura ba'olam hazeh, he's intertwined. Ve'einu sovel miyisurei shniyot, shavuchani duality, shavuchaniyot v'gashmiyot, shal hanefesh ha'ola ma'ila v'haguf ha'yored mata. Ein kan adam ha'bo'eit b'kivlei, the chains, the bonds, בכבלי מוסריות ושלטון הנורמה ומקבלם בעל כוחו, אבל יש כאן, אין כאן לנדע לא שבוע, that's what the rub is, that's the structure that he's using, אין כאן, אבל יש כאן. אבל יש כאן התמזגות החובה עם התודעה העצמית, התלכדות הנורמה עם האדם ואיחוד הציווי עם מצפונו ורצונו. Ein gedol Yisrael niyodim klum al dvar hitnakshut ha'adam b'yetzer hara kamo kedoshei ha'knesia ha'notzrit. The gedol Yisrael don't experience what the saints, in quotation marks, of the Catholic Church, shechayehem hivu, that their lives constituted shal shalat avukah shal milchama b'brak hachayim b'chemdat b'sarim carnal temptations b'yetza arayot v'tanuge ha'olam hazeh. Now what the Rav doesn't mean that the Gedol Yisrael didn't have a yetza hara. Every human being has a yetza hara. He's not saying that that the Gedol Yisrael were created differently. What he's saying is that because of the worldview of Isha Halacha, that this world is a natural fit for living a life of Avodas Hashem, in pursuit of Kedusha, so Mimela, he experiences the Yetzer Hara. Yes, it's a, albeit very powerful, it's a very powerful, but it's a natural urge that we have, which can and should and needs to be naturally managed, naturally restrained, naturally channeled. And that is a far cry from seeing it as some kind of sinister, satanic force that a person does his best to deny the existence of. In the church, so they pretend not to have Yetzer Hara, and they pretend to be celibate, and we all know from the front pages of the newspaper what that means. Again, it's something sinister, so it has to be suppressed, and even better, it should be denied that it doesn't exist. For Gedolei Yisrael, of course there's a Yetzer Hara. Everyone has a Yetzer Hara. If you want to know what a short path to sin is, it's to think you don't have a Yetzer Hara. That guarantees chet. If a person thinks he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, if a person thinks the Yetzer Hara he has isn't strong, so that guarantees chet. Kedusha means, A, it means being realistic. Of course we have a Yetzer Hara. We didn't have Yetzer Hara, so then the world wouldn't continue Chazal Talas and the Gemara Numa. But there's a difference between viewing that and experiencing that, again, as a natural, albeit powerful urge, instinct that needs to be disciplined, it needs to be managed, it needs to be channeled, as opposed to seeing it as some sinister, satanic force, which, you know, best case scenario, one pretends that doesn't exist, and one pretends that you know, if one wears a collar, that magically means that there's no Yetzer Hara. That's what the Rav means. Ein Gedolei Yisrael Yodim Klum Al Dvayit Nekshut HaAdam BeYetzer Hara, because the more you seek to suppress or deny, as opposed to manage, discipline, channel, sublimate, elevate, the more you look to suppress and deny, so then the more obsessed with it you become. I mean, Rachman Latzlan, Hashem Yerachim, people who have eating disorders and don't eat enough, they obsess about food more than people who have a healthy attitude towards food. People have a healthy attitude towards food. Okay, so it's time for breakfast, eat breakfast, time for lunch, time for supper, and that's it. And one isn't obsessed with food. And it's when one sort of doesn't relate to it as a normal, okay, can a person overeat? Of course a person can overeat, and a person has to, again, it needs to be managed, it needs to be disciplined, it needs to be channeled, and again, it shouldn't be an animalistic act, it needs to be elevated, it needs to be sanctified, but it's something natural, and if it's something natural, so then it doesn't become an obsession, it's something a person realistically, naturally deals with. That's what the Rav is depicting. Ein Gedolei Yisrael Yodim Klum Al Dvar Hitnakshut HaAdam BeYetzer Hara Kemo Kedoshei HaKnesia HaNotzrit Shechayim Hilvu Shalshalat Arukah Shel Mulchama BeBarak HaChayim BeChemdat BeSarim BeYetzer Arayot UveTanugei HaOlam HaZeh. Avot HaKnesia Hitmakru LeChayim Dotiyim Mitoch Kfiya VeOnas Chachmei Yisroel mitoch chedva v'chirut. David she'omer yom liyom yabia omer v'layla layla chavidos. Mamshich b'tzvanya ape, telum kuf yitas. V'eshtasheya b'mitzvosach asher ahofti. Zos nachamosi b'oni ki emosrich yosri. Ein kan pekuda hamatila al ha'adam chovot shehu bo'et v'hem. Ela mitzvot sha'ashurim. There's a naturalness.
Shalo yada'ah, shalo yidda'ah, ma'pikei, ba'ulamoha ideali mikodem.
there's a naturalness, there's a natural alignment between the spiritual and Olam Haza, in which we inhabit, and in which we're supposed to be Oved Hashem. Havehu shalo v'kinyano. Hu chafshi litzorbo, l'chadesh, l'shaper, l'shachlel. Chirut haruach, this freedom of spirit, v'chofesh ha-machshava, sholtim bo sholton b'li mitzarim. U'memela nidmalo ki'ilu ha'olam ha'ideali hu yitzirato. לפיכך הוא חופשי ובן חורין בתפיסתו הנורמטיבית. אין לך בן חורין אלא מי שעוסק בתורה, מי שעוסק בתורה מחדש בה, הרי הוא בן חורין ואיש החופש. So כמדומה, what these last several lines are, is that the Rav extends, again, this idea that within the Ish HaHalochas experience of the world, that there's a natural alignment between himself and the world, again, because the conception of spirituality is not to try to escape this world, not to try to transcend this world, but to be Oved Hashem in this world. So there's a naturalness to physical ma'aseh ha-mitzvahs, to regimented halacha, but that natural alignment is true intellectually also, because of the role of chidush within Talmud Torah. So there too, the isha halacha, it's not that he's been exiled, again, the way the Ish Hadas experiences it, that he's been exiled to this foreign land. But and even in the intellectual realms, there is this, again, natural alignment because of the role of Chidush in applying halacha, in understanding how halacha deals with new situations, v'chulu. Right, we'll do the next section next time.